Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
You're listening to KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle, streaming worldwide at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. I've been waiting a long time to feature this band live in Seattle. We're here with Alton Gün today. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Some of our crew met you in France a few years ago. They came back. Yes. It's all they could talk about, and we're so happy that you're touring. I know you just had a great set at Pickathon.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in today, playing tonight at the Crocodile here in Seattle, and now live on KEXP, it's Alton Gün. Alton Gün, live here in the KEXP studios, songs from the new album, Gece?
Yes, Gece. This next one is called Leyla.
Thank you.
We're live here in the KEXP studios with Alton Goon. Again, so happy to have you here.
So happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
We have been loving your trajectory and how you've just been gaining legions of fans every new month. It seems like more
and more
people.
Who would have thought, right? With Turkish music.
Well, you know, you do take these folk standards and classics and you inject them with your own sense of funk and psychedelia. There's so much joyousness to your music.
Yeah.
And it just seems like so many people are resonating with it. Can you tell me how the idea for the band took shape and how you all formed?
We were formed. Jasper, our bass player, he was really into Turkish sort of psychedelia from the 70s, and so he wanted to start a band because he was done touring with Yako Gardner at the time, and he had time in his hands. So he put an ad on Facebook, basically, looking for Turkish musicians. So me and Erdinç responded, and the first six people we went in the rehearsal room with, it just clicked, and we were formed.
That magic was there right away.
It was, yeah.
I heard that you started just playing these sort of classic songs as covers, and over time you gave them your own sort of stamp. Tell me about that evolution.
Well, we first started playing like exactly sort of covers, like of certain versions, and then in time we got to play more, and we got to sort of develop our own way of arranging things, and it just happened pretty quickly, actually.
And when did an idea came up to make a record out of all these, and was that a difficult process? Did you have to get in touch with those artists?
Not really, no. It was pretty simple. Yeah, within the first year that we got together, we made the album. Yeah.
And what's that process like when you're writing the songs in the studio? I picture it as a very collaborative process.
It is very collaborative. I mean, it depends. Sometimes Erdinç makes a demo, or like, Jasper, or we bring an idea to the studio and then just rehearse. And it's all pretty collective.
And how do you pick the songs?
There's a lot of songs that, we can just play. There's a lot to choose from. It's like these like sort of jazz standards. There's just so many folk songs. So we just try. Maybe sometimes it doesn't work, and then there's more.
So. Move on to the next one. So you've toured in Turkey, and I don't know what the original versions of these songs sound like. I only know your version, but are they recognizable to people? Are they songs that they grew up with?
They are, but like some versions are really unrecognizable, in a good way, I would say, because we pick songs that, for instance, the original is only played with a saz and a singer, and then we sort of electrify those versions.
And tell us about that saz. You're playing this beautiful instrument. It sounds very modern in this context, but it gives you that traditional sound as well. Can you talk about that instrument that you're playing?
Yes, it's basically like a guitar, but then a Turkish version of a guitar. It has extra frets as well, as you can see. So I can play quarter tones. And the cool thing about these frets is that you can also move them. It's like, movable. And I have three strings. I have two doubles and one in the middle.
It's also very beautiful. It's lovely to hear it in the record. And can we get an introduction of all the musicians?
My name is Erdinç.
I'm Merve. And our bass player, Jasper. Our drummer, Daniel. Percussion, Gina. And on guitar, Ben.
It's wonderful to meet all of you. And I imagine that not everyone in the band speaks or understands Turkish. Just the two of you. But everyone seems to really feel the music. I mean, music is very universal. And how does the band sort of come together with that kind of energy for feeling the music?
It's just all so positive. The music is just so positive. The vibe and the grooves and everything. So, it just transcends above any language or culture. And that's so cool to see that, you don't have to understand the words to enjoy a certain type of music. So,
how has it felt touring? How have the audiences responded? And also in your hometown of Amsterdam?
Yeah, it's incredible. It's just so much positivity sort of reflecting back to us. It's really nice. It's so rewarding. We didn't expect any of this, so it's really cool.
What's the music community like in Amsterdam? I feel I meet so many musicians who say they want to move there. I know our friends in Kikagaku Moyo, Go and Tomo
lives there.
have moved there from Japan.
Yeah.
And do you feel like it's a supportive community?
I think so. Like, I grew up, I was born and raised in Istanbul, and then I moved to the Netherlands, and I was always looking for a project or something. But, like, there's so much music. It's a very musical country, the Netherlands. There's, like, I think in a year, like 400 festivals or something in every little village. I think it's the most festivals per square meter in the world.
I didn't
know
that.
So it's very musical. So, yeah, it makes so much sense. I think I understand people why they move there because, yeah, there's so many great musicians there and, cool stuff happening.
And also just such a beautiful city. I know that you're on ATO Records with this new release. And did you connect with that label through King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard? I know that you played Gizfest.
Yeah, that's how it happened, actually. Right after we played at Gizfest, we played our set, we came down. And John from ATO, he came and he was like, you guys.
He must have been so excited that he was there for that Gizfest.
Yeah, and we were like, okay. And then it all worked. Yeah, it was really fast. And it's lovely to be here. We've been wanting to come to the States. So it was just perfect for us.
Well, we're super excited to have you here. And
Thank you.
I know that Glitterbeat, I don't know if you know, is co-founded by a Seattleite.
Yeah, yeah,
which is
Chris Ekman.
European label. Yeah. So I feel like it's all family here.
It is, yeah. It really feels nice.
It's really lovely to have you here. We're live here in the KEXP studios. It's Alt and Goon playing tonight at the Crocodile here in Seattle. I highly recommend you go out and see them live. More songs from Gece. Hard to Stand Still, listening to Alton Goon. They're live here in the KEXP studios playing tonight at the Crocodile. You do not need to stand still when listening to this band. One more?
Yeah, thank you. It's called Supergestion Jadam.
We'll be right back.
Nicely done. Bringing legions of fans together with their joyful music. It's Alton Goon live on KEXP. Thanks so much to all of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Highly recommended. See them tonight at The Crocodile, the new album Gedje on ATO Records. You're listening to KEXP Seattle.